Further debate? Question before the body is the passage of may substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 5, Finance Amended. Members may proceed to vote. The clerk lock the roll. A member wish to change their vote? Clerk tally the board.
29 yeas, 5 nays.
And so the House has passed me substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 5, Finance Amended. Member Kotzebue would have been here, it would have been unanimous. Madam Clerk, would you please, Representative Guerra.
Speaker, I'd just like to serve notice of reconsideration of my votes on Senate Bill 151 and House Bill 124.
Reconsideration is given on Senate Bill 151 and House Bill 124. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on the calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution 17 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill number 25, relating to the acquisition of teachers' housing by regional educational attendance areas and to teachers' housing loan programs in the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The bill's in final reading.
Under debate, Representative Rogberg. Question before the House, the passage of House Concurrent Resolution 17. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk lock the roll. Anyone wish to change your vote? Clerk tally the board.
34 yeas, 0 nays.
Unanimously, 34 to 0, the House passes. House Concurrent Resolution 17, title change to HB 25. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on the calendar?
House Joint Resolution 28 amended, urging the United States Congress to support the granting of official observer status to the Republic of China at the World Health Assembly Annual Conference to be held in Geneva, Switzerland in May 2003 and to support negotiation of a free trade agreement with the Republic of China.
Under debate, Representative Hines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I said yesterday, this House joint resolution will be given to the President of the country of the Republic of China when he visits here in August or September. And I think it's a document of goodwill, cementing the relationships between our two countries. So I urge members to support it.
Further debate? Question before the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 28, amended. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, lock the roll. Anyone wish to change your vote? Clerk, tally the board.
34 yeas, 0 nays.
So unanimously, by vote of 34 to 0, the House has passed House Joint Resolution 28 amended. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on the calendar?
There are no citations on today's calendar.
Great. Ms. Majority Leader, is there unfinished business?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. We have a excused absence coming up on Thursday, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Holm be excused from a call of the House Wednesday p.m. to plain time p.m. to Friday morning, 10 a.m. plain time.
Without objection, Representative Holm will be shown as excused from the call of the House on the date time indicated by the Majority Leader. Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to waive House Bill number 56, which is Unfair Trade Practices Antitrust, from House Judiciary Committee. And I have the signatures of all the majority and minority members.
Without objection, House Bill 56 is waived. From Judiciary, is further unfinished business? Skipping over committee announcements, unless someone has another committee announcement, to general announcements. Mr. Majority Leader?
The Majority Caucus immediately following the adjournment of session.
Majority Caucus immediately following adjournment. Further general announcements, special orders, Representative Meyer.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I meant to bring this up yesterday, but was unable to. I just wanted to let everybody know that the topic. Okay, legislative softball tournament.
No objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want everybody to know why there's so many people limping around today and yesterday. The past weekend was the annual legislative softball tournament. The tournament started on Friday with 8 teams vying for the championship. On Sunday, the tournament ended with the Bush Rats and the Usual Suspects playing in a championship game. The Usual Suspects were undefeated going into the game, but did take a loss to the Bush Rats. Since the tournament was a double elimination event, one more game was required to determine who the real true champions were going to be. But after playing 3 straight games in extremely cold, wet rain, the Bush Rats looked more like the Wet Rats, and they forfeited the game to the Usual Suspects, so the Usual Suspects won the tournament. The Usual Suspects team consisted of Eldon Mulder, Kevin Meyer, who, good guy, but if you were to watch him go across the bases, he got the nickname of Heavy Kevy. James Armstrong, Bruce Tangman, Gary Davis, Jeff Tyson, Gary Davis, Pat Carter. I think somebody did that on purpose. Corey Mulder, Diana Coate, Wendy Linskook, Terry Tibbett, Linda Hanger, and, of course, Gretchen Guess. The Bush Rats took second place, and Tail Gators took third place, and Mr. Speaker Suzanne Cunningham, my staff person, organized the tournament. She was here in the galleries, has since left, but I want to thank her for organizing and coordinating the event this last weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Meyer. Life is like a baseball game, too. Just when you think a fastball is coming, you got to be ready to hit that curve. Or some fate.
I was lulled to sleep there, Mr. Speaker, so I had to sit down. I'm going to ask for a very, very brief at ease.
House, please come back to order. Real briefly, this date in history, back in 1913, the first airplane with an onboard toilet was test flown. This day in history, it was a long floor session in the House of Representatives. That's today. Yeah, remember, a real leader faces the music even when they dislike the tune. Mr. Majority Leader.
And Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 14th.
We're adjourned.